Blackstone Audio presents The House of Blue Mangoes by David Davidar. In loving memory of my mother, Sushila Davidar, and for my wife, Rachna Singh. A Land of Miracles and Fire, Marina Tsvetaeva. The House of Blue Mangoes by David Davidar, Book 1. Chevatar. 1. Spring, 1899. As the ordinary violence of dawn sweeps across the lower Coromandel coast, a sprawling village comes into view. The turbulent sky excepted, everything about it is tranquil. Away to the west, a great headland, thickly maned with coconut palms, juts into the sea, partially enclosing a deserted beach on which long, slow swells, clear and smooth as glass, break with scarcely a sound. Beyond the beach, the waters of an estuary reflect the rage of colour overhead. This is where the Chevatar, the country's southernmost river, and the source of the village's name, prepares for its final run to the sea. On a bluff overlooking the estuary, almost hidden by coconut palms, is a small church. From there the village straggles upriver for about a mile and a half, ending at the bridge that connects it to the town of Meenakshikoil on the opposite bank. Through the village runs a narrow tarred road that stands out like a fresh scar on the red soil. The road connects all Chevatar's major landmarks, the Vedar quarter to the north, the ruins of an 18th-century mud fort, Vakil Perumal's two-story house with its bone-white walls, the Amman and the Murugan temples, and on a slight elevation, the house of the Talevar, Solomon Doré, barely visible behind a fridge.